Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
I'm here.
Yo. We're all here.
Yeah, we're all.
Gang's all here. gang.
Here. We're excited for who's here.
I am so excited.
I almost don't even care about this part. I sort of just want to get to her.
No, you guys, I put on mascara today.
Good for you.
Oh, my God.
Because I was so excited.
She's probably going to notice.
Yeah,
she
I know.
Notice. And she might be like, oh, like you know,
yeah,
on.
You could have used a lot more than just mascara.
Could have used a lot of things.
You're a troll.
But you didn't have any of them.
All right. On that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who's going first?
I'll go.
Kelty, what's wrong with you right now?
What?
You're in a really weird mood.
You're on one.
You're on edge. You're on edge.
I am on edge.
What's
Thank
wrong?
You for noticing.
I know. What are you nervous
well,
about?
Well, the first problem is this.
That you have a hole in your leggings?
I don't want to look into your vagina.
Let's move on from that. That's okay. Not anything to be on edge about.
You're on edge because you ripped your leggings?
Okay. Do you want to hear the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Your boob is hanging out.
I'm not my best self. Okay.
Oh, my
Here's
God.
The truth. I have made it a point in my life to try very hard to not say anything behind someone's back that I can't say to their face.
Okay.
Because I always get caught. So I try to, when someone comes at me wanting to talk about something or trying to explain something, I try so, it's something that I really do try to make sure that I could say it to their face too.
Yeah.
And today I had a little bit of a tizzy. And I was talking to a friend of mine on the telephone, and I am almost positive he had me on speakerphone. And the person that I ended up saying something slightly nasty about was in the room. Because you know when you're talking to someone and you're like, and then blah, 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 start acting crazy on me. And it's
right?
Like, what? And then the guy's like, okay, okay. And I was like, oh, shit, she's in the room right now.
How would he have been in the room with this person? Is it his wife?
No, because we're at work and like people are always coming and going. So someone I work with.
Oh, someone you work
because
with.
Because I will be honest about it. I feel very strongly that I work really hard.
Well, you do. That's not like a, I mean,
right.
That's a very
and,
solid
and
statement.
I get very defensive when people come at me acting like I'm lazy or I don't care or that I'm like, I don't think my work is important to any of my jobs,
right.
You know, because I literally bend over backwards and feel like I sacrifice so much of my own free time in life to like work hard and make everyone feel like I'm giving 100%. And so when someone like comes at me like acting like I don't care, or I'm lazy, or like I let someone down. Like I hate that feeling. I can't let people down. You know, that's like part of my MO.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And then I was basically saying like this person needs to relax. Mm-hmm. And then I got caught in it. And then they have texted me since and the been person like, hey, are you still around? Like, we need to have deep talks. And then in my mind, I've been sitting here thinking like, how I'm going to have to man up and be like, you heard it. And this is why I feel this way. And I hate those kind of conversations.
I think those are good.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
Sometimes you're supposed to get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. I'm going to therapize you for a minute.
Okay.
I find that the things I am most, that I care the most about, like you are the most in, the most sensitive about, like the thing, like you don't like it feeling like other people think that you're lazy or like whatever. Mm-hmm. You really pride yourself and your whole identity is based on the fact that you're not lazy.
Right.
So are you possibly maybe looking too deeply into feedback and maybe this person doesn't think you're lazy or maybe they are just sort of.
They are frustrated at this one moment.
Yeah. It's a one time thing. It's not an overall chip away at your character or your work.
And you're taking it as like an overarching statement.
Yeah. And I do that anytime I get like
feedback.
Like I had that
nobody
one boss
thinks
that
you're lazy and nobody thinks
there's
you don't work
no
hard
one
enough.
You work with
no
that
way.
Would ever think that. I got to be honest with you. I think that maybe you're.
It was a day they needed me. I wasn't available. And now I'm taking it to like the 10th degree.
Which 1,000%. But here's what you say to that person. It's like, you know, I am reliable. I am always there. I always show up. So sometimes I think that if you are upset with me, that it's fair to give me the benefit of the doubt in that
right.
situation.
And that's what, but, and I mean, not to have therapy session, but this is real talk. What bothers me is that like, I do feel, okay, so for Lady Gang, right? Like, I feel like I'm on point and we do our thing. And so the four times a year that I have like a meltdown and y'all need to hold my hand and be like, you need to calm down. You're acting like a crazy person. You give me the benefit of the doubt of like, you are a good person
always.
And you do
well,
care.
Well, it's justified. You don't freak out over nothing.
Right. And so it's like the same thing where I always try to make myself available. I always try to work my hardest. And so when the two times a year that I let you down, I need you to not go and blast me to everyone. And I need you to like sort of skim over it and be like, well, she always tries her best. Like it's fine.
Yeah. That's you know unfair I mean? Of this person to be upset or go spread it around that you fucked yeah. up.
Because the thing is that like you can just gloss over it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just be like, oh, it's
it
fine.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Or you could go to 17 bosses and then I get angry emails
but is that
like,
somebody,
berating me.
Is that somebody that's jealous and insecure in their own right of you and they're trying to find something
to like
poke
holes in? No,
it's someone
trying to do their
in?
Job and I with their day. Like, I get that. And we're all tired and worn out. And like sometimes this person was probably having a bad day. And then I added to it by not, you know, it's just, I just get so sensitive about that. And so now I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to be like, you heard me talking shit about you. And it's been so many years since I've had that because I have tried to be like pretty impeccable with my, I mean, I'm not perfect, but it is something that I have tried to work on ever since I talked shit about Keisha Nichols when I was her roommate when we were on the New Jersey Nets dance team and she overheard me and a friend told her and then we had a big fight about it and I was like, ooh, I don't and I ever feel like I got caught in like that backstabbiness.
Yeah, it feels bad.
It feels bad. It's not, you know.
But your feelings were warranted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But also this is why like if a girl were writing in and asking advice on this sort of thing, like you should also be keeping really good receipts of all the shit that you do.
I do.
Yeah.
What, to prove?
To prove to this person how reliable you are and how on top of it you are and how you pick shit up even when not asked. Like, that's the sort of thing where, like, you need to be forgiven for one flub out of 5,000.
Right.
Plus 5,000 more that you go above and beyond to do that you don't need to be doing.
It's hard to argue with facts.
Right. No, I do. I'm better about keeping my receipts. It's just a really... Listen, we're like everyone's job is high pressure and I kind of cracked into that person I don't want to be. And so I'm like kind of don't like myself for that. And then
you're human, though.
Yeah.
She's
you know, I got my vagina hanging out, my tit hanging out, and I got my soul hanging out. That's how
look
I roll.
At you. I think we should do that instead of good week, bad week.
Yeah.
We just gave Kelty therapy.
Is that okay, everyone?
I think that we should.
You've been therapized.
I think if any of us come here, here's what I think the new rule should be.
Oh.
Let's not abuse it.
Okay.
But sometimes we do come in here and, you know, like we try to be very uplifting and funny and we do the good week and the bad week. But there are times where like we're going through something like that and like we in the room can feel it and we just sort of push through it. But then the energy's kind of weird and then you guys probably notice if there's not like a great dynamic. Energy or whatever.
And if I talked about this later after it's all over, I'll have a different, like, I'm in it right now. I'm in like a gut clenchy.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know,
you're in the trenches right now.
You know
now.
What I mean? Like, sometimes the girls will write on Facebook and they'll be like, please just like pull me out of the trenches because I'm just there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I just spent a bunch of time with my husband and I realized how much I love him.
Aww.
And I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, yeah. Why am I so busy? Being busy is not an accomplishment.
No.
Like, mm-mm. I hate that. And then I went on Pinterest and I saw those quotes that were like, when you die, you won't be like, ah, I'm glad I worked 400 days a year. And yeah. then mm-hmm. I'm also like in job stuff and I've had to like do the receipts of like how many days, how many hours do I work every day and like those rules and I'm trying to figure out what that's going to look like. And what I really want to do is like quit all my jobs except Lady Gang and just like hang out with you guys. But then I also like don't want to do that. Like I'm so torn. So many things. Anyway.
You got to listen to your heart.
My heart is open to puppy school.
oh my God.
I'm going to go with a no for that one because that sounds awful.
I love it.
A puppy school?
I'll
like
do
for
it.
Puppies?
Jack, you are so picky about the kind of dogs you're even nice to. You definitely can't.
I will take the bulldog corner of the puppy school.
No.
And you guys can run with all the other ones.
Would you like to come to the smush dog school?
I know. She's posting about like a rescue organization for smushy dogs. And I'm like,
somebody has
she
to
won't
save
even
them?
Pet a healthy, normal dog. Like, what is this?
Somebody's got to save them.
Oh my God.
I'm not the only one.
Oh my God.
There are
God.
Dozens of us.
Wait,
we know.
Since this is a beauty episode, I will tell you that. Do you remember on the Instagram a couple weeks ago when we got the scrunchies from Caitlin Bristow and uh-huh. I put Callie's ears in a scrunchie?
It was really cute.
Yeah, I got like 7 messages that people were reporting me to animal control because it was
no.
animal abuse. And I was like, I just want everyone out there in Lady Gangland to know Callie loves having a high ponytail. She loves attention. She loves
attention.
Everything. And so Callie loved having that do edit scrunchie in her ears. So y'all, I'm not having a good day. Go easy on me. When we come back, we're getting
God.
Lipsticks.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Ooh, girls.
Oh, baby.
I think I just got a bronzy smoky eye up in the building. Our guest today is one of the world's most notable and influential figures in beauty. She's not only a boss bitch and the pioneer of a billion-dollar cosmetics brand, Huda Beauty, but she's also one of America's richest self-made women, according to Forbes, and boasts over 40 million followers
Thank
on
you.
Instagram and YouTube alone. She took a little old blog and turned it into a billion-dollar empire. It's pretty easy to say she's a boss. She also makes my favorite lip liner of all time, Wifey, which is the perfect brownie pink that you're not going to look too much like it's 90s and too much like it's pink. It's just the perfect nude. Please welcome to the podcast.
I wish we were recording as my video. That was amazing.
Huda Katan.
Wait, that was the funniest explanation of
I know.
A color.
But I understood
yeah,
it.
A lot of hand
understood.
I love it.
Because it's like you want pink.
Yeah, but not
but
too
I
pink.
I don't want pink. I
you
want
don't want
new.
You want
either.
The essence of pink, but not actual pink.
And I want brown for the nudie, but I don't want to be like 90s brown lip. I mean, some people right now in the industry, they are doing a brown lip, but I'm
but
not
I know
cool
you
enough
mean.
To do that.
I know what you mean. I feel
it's
you.
Not, it's
I feel
who
you.
I is.
It's not for me.
So we're so excited to have you. We really are fans.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
when
yeah.
we heard
yeah.
you were coming.
Likewise.
We
you have no
like,
idea.
Oh, my God. all right. So what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to be Beyonce. Straight up. I thought I was going to be Beyonce. I swear. I thought I was going to be a singer and I was going to perform and I was going to wear crazy outfits. Literally Beyonce.
Oh my God.
Well, you kind of became the Beyonce of beauty.
Yeah, you really did.
So
I'm going to hug you later.
Yeah.
Did you have a voice or were you?
I have a voice.
Okay.
But it's not Beyonce's.
Okay. Well, you know.
No one's
You
is.
Can fake it.
Yeah, and it sounds really good when there's echoing involved.
Yeah.
Oh. Without the echoing, it's not as good. So, but I feel like nowadays you can also do that.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays anyone can
I
sing.
Could be a singer. I sound like William
A little auto-tune.
Mom. Yeah.
Have you ever sent Beyonce any products?
No.
Oh.
I think she's used our makeup, though. I just don't remember what. I'm going to have to find out.
Okay. I bet. Of course she has.
I feel like she has. You know what's so funny is, like, we know our products so well that I can actually see it on celebrities.
Someone.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, they're wearing Nymph. And I always know. And I know what color they're wearing. I know, like, exactly what palette they're using. We're really good at that.
What is the palette? It's 4 things.
Yeah.
And it's, like, we got it when we were in New York.
Yes, I was just
at Alice. Yes, at Alice and Broad. There's like a pink for the cheeks, a highlight.
Oh yes, our highlighter palette. It's my favorite.
It's so
it's
good.
Yeah.
I use it every time I go out, which
it's
is not
best.
Often.
Yeah.
But
every
time girls ask what highlight I'm using.
Oh, I'm so happy. Have you tried the cream side?
No.
It is the best. I actually like can't live without that.
Really?
That's like probably my favorite product that we've ever created is like the it's just shea butter with highlighter powder.
Wait, so you can use it everywhere?
I use it on my face because I have really big pores, so it kind of makes my pores go away, and then I use it
on
my
body.
I'm
like checking out so much right now.
I just basically I just like put it all over my chest because my chest was like not looking good. It was really good.
Oh my god. It was so funny when we went to PR place. They were like, "Oh, like let's check out these brands we work with." And we'd walk by like, "We're good." And then we saw your stuff.
They had like a cabinet.
It was like, "Who?"
We were like,
"They told us they had to keep it closed."
They did.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like you're such a soft after brand like
thank
everybody
you.
Knows it and it's cool
thank
it's not
you.
Like some random you
we
know.
Try we
yeah.
try we genuinely love the products we make
I
think we always try to make them first for us and I probably drive my team crazy because sometimes they're like oh my god everybody likes this and I'm like but I hate it
yeah
Whoa. So you know it's sometimes a little bit of a challenge.
Okay, why is there so much drama in the YouTube oh my god. Beauty world? Why can't people just get along?
I don't even follow anybody and I'm like James Charles and I'm like I didn't even know who the Tati was until all this happened. I'm like now I know everything about her from childhood.
I actually had lunch with James Charles a couple days ago.
Okay, so why can't they everyone get along? Is it so competitive that it's
or
like,
does it help your brand when you
fight.
Have
both. Like Rama. Should we start both. A fight with you
I mean, people
and
have
then
done it
will get more popular?
People have done it. People have literally done it. You know, they'll get into argument with you and then they'll just write off your, you know, your coattails. I mean, it happens. I think ultimately the reason why the beauty industry, there's so much drama is because it's hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
And
that's where all the
money
is right now. Yeah. Like money was in fashion. And you used to hear so much cattiness in fashion. Now you hear about it in beauty because it's so hot. So I don't think it's going to go away. There'll be more. Don't worry. You're going to be entertained.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. How do you deal with it? Because you are so successful and you are one of the first.
Thank you.
And whenever you're that and a woman, people come for you.
Oh, boy.
And we've experienced it, too. Like, it's
not to your extent.
Not at all. Well, like, Forbes wasn't. They were like, we made $3.
Yeah, we have a $5 company and girls are coming after us. I can't imagine.
We're begging people to write articles about us.
What do you do to keep your soul right and, like, keep your not have anxiety about it?
It's hard. Honestly, like, it's really hard. We're human. So I think, like, you know, you try to pretend like you have really thick skin and like these things don't ruffle your feathers. I'm going to sound so boring right now. I am crazy about having a routine. And I actually think when you have the routine, you don't allow yourself to get out of place. Cause like I remember, you know, there've been times where like people have come after us, cyberbullied us. And because I was so routine oriented, like I was like, I have my shit in the morning. I got my thing in the morning that afterwards I'm going to be busy. So nothing really, I didn't have a chance to sit there and be like, I'm so sad.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah,
but I also am fascinated by successful people's routines.
It's really
can you take me through like,
what's your
day? Very strict routine. It's crazy. And it's changed my life. So ideally, sometimes I wake up a little later, but I usually like to start my day at 5 a.m.
God.
I hate your routine already.
Not doing it.
Wait. Before we go there, I have to tell you guys, when I started out as a blogger, my husband used to wake up at 5 and I would be going to sleep at 5.
Oh my God.
So let me tell you, it can be done.
Okay.
Wow.
What did your husband do for work? Well,
my husband was in the Marines.
Oh, okay.
And so he's just a morning person.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he loves, like, he's still, like, we got to LA. He came a little bit after me. The day he got here, on his routine, 4 a.m.
Oh.
Can you believe him? What is wrong with him?
No, I can't.
I still don't understand.
I can't believe it.
So 5 a.m.
5 a.m. So I wake up between 5 to 6. Yeah. You know, I try to wake up as early as I can, but sometimes I do end up getting at like 5:30.
Okay.
And so then I do yoga and sometimes life coaching, depending on like what I'm in the mood for. My yoga teacher is actually my life coach and she's like phenomenal.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. She was doing yoga with me and she was like, Huda, you know I do life coaching. And I was like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know all yoga teachers do life coaching.
Yeah.
But she's actually changed my life. I've been doing it with her for 3 years and she's changed my life. So I do that from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Then from 7 to 7:30, I spend time with my daughter. Then I take her to school. I mean, it's really detailed.
Great.
And then I
drop
my daughter off at school. Then I go to the office. And from 8 to 10, it's my time. Nobody f***s with that.
Ooh.
Like, don't come into my office between that time. Do not talk to me. Like, I don't need to hear anybody's voice. And I'll do makeup. And it's really relaxing. And I'll either listen to, like, meditative music or an audiobook. That right there, those 2 hours, life-changing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like filling up my cup. And then I get really inspired. And then 10 a.m., I start my day, like, pretty aggressive.
Whoa.
Meeting, yeah. Yeah. Changed
awesome.
My life, though.
What do you do about the ridiculous amount of conference calls you need to take?
So, I'm actually really good at this shit.
Could you
twice a week.
Yeah. I say I hate
twice
a conference
a week.
Call.
Really?
I do all of them twice a week. And I tell people like
in a big batch.
In a big batch. So I have like 2 days of conference calls, and then the rest of the week I have no conference calls. And I always try to make sure my team does that. I try to get down to one day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If you can.
Because it's like soul crushing.
It is their soul.
It's the worst thing. You go home every single night and you have a conference call. It's like you go home and you don't stop work. It's actually really bad. It's like, yeah, it's disconnect. Like, you need to be able to disconnect. And then I do this thing where I detox at night. I take a bubble bath every night. Nobody does that either.
Okay.
The 2 hours I get in the morning, and then I get about 20 minutes to bubble bath. And nobody's supposed to walk in, but they do sometimes. Yeah. But I don't take my phone in with me. I do Epsom salt, and then I do like a clay bath every single night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm intense with that stuff.
It's amazing.
But it's the only thing that can keep me in place. If I don't, I'm telling you guys right now, my life is like, and I, like right now I'm experiencing it because I'm on this trip.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't have my routine place, and I'm a mess. So yeah. Ineffective, so inefficient. It's life changing.
No, I feel that so deeply in my soul.
You're going to start doing that?
I love
I got to let you know something.
5 a.m. Kelsey?
I'm going to talk to you no matter what. Like, I'm going to be bugging you no matter what. You don't get that time.
But you know what? I do a similar thing. I love to read.
Amazing.
And every night before I go to sleep, I always, like, no TV, no phone. Like, my husband, I'm like, if you need to be on the phone, go in another room. Like, I don't need that blue light in my space.
Oh, my God. Mm.
And well, I read my heart. And I fall asleep, and like I give myself that every night. Like no matter where I'm at, it's like complete. I got to get out of everything.
See, everybody's got like a thing. And if you stick with it, like it's life changing.
Jack's like, I got to play cornhole. At least 45
minutes. Gotta have that 4 p.m. drink.
But like literally, I just think it's really important that we're aware of it, because I think a lot of times we're exposed to things, we're doing things, and you're like, oh my God, that actually worked.
Yeah.
Let me take note of that and do that again and see if it continues working. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
How old's your daughter?
She's 8. She wanted to come, guys.
Oh, you should have brought her.
She really wanted to come. She was like demanding
to
come. Well, she hears about that. Oh my God, the other day. She just kind of like, I feel like it's so weird because she's kind of a grown kid. It's really weird. I feel like she just doesn't hear everything that we're talking about all the time. The other day we were watching that Amy Schumer comedy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think she should be watching that.
Well, because she's at the age where she now understands.
Well, she starts asking questions. Yeah. And then Amy Schumer was like, I want cock. And then Nora was like, what's cock? And I was like,
Oh no.
I looked at my sister. I was like, why did you let her watch that? And I was like, it's a chicken. I didn't know what to say.
She's a good answer.
She was just hungry. She wanted a sandwich.
I know. I was like, she's obviously pregnant. It was really bad.
But I love this. So everyone that's like, you know what I want to do when I grow up is have a YouTube channel. And I want to be like Huda. I just want to remind everyone that voice. She just said she gets up at 5 to 5:30.
Yeah.
And then does her exercise half an hour, takes baby to school, mm-hmm. and then has 2 hours of her own self-creativity, and then another 19 hours of work. And then she gets 20 minutes at night to herself.
That's
the sacrifice.
But there's a difference between being a YouTuber and being you.
Well, 100%.
Thank you.
Right. Where
it's not like they're like, today I think I'm going to go film a new makeup video.
And then that's all they do all day.
But I mean to be a boss bitch.
Yeah.
You want to be on the Forbes list?
Like CEO
boss. We need
boss
to get up earlier. God
no,
damn it.
It can be done. I'm telling you. I used to go to sleep at 5. I refused. I was like, I am creative at night.
I'm
a night owl. I'm that person. Yeah. And now I wake up with the most creative ideas.
Really?
Which it was so hard for me to change, but I'm telling you. So, you know, I did the weirdest test. You guys have to do this.
Yeah.
I found out I'm a rebel. So there's a test. No. And I was like, why can't I do this? And my life coach was like, oh, I think you're a rebel. And I was like, who are you going to tell me? How are you going to tell me I'm a rebel? And I was like, I sound like I'm rebelling. And I was like, hold on. Yeah. And then I read this amazing book. It's called, and since you love reading, it's called The Four Tendencies, literally life changing.
Oh yeah.
By Gretchen Rubin.
I have tendencies,
yeah. Yeah. Mm. And I found out I was a rebel.
What
yeah.
are you, Kelty?
Are they personality traits?
Some
they are.
Sort of rule follower.
It's, I know I read it. I think I read this in
She's like I'm the square.
No, what are the four? Hold on.
So the four tendencies are basically it's how you deal with expectations. And
okay.
There's two types of expectations. Inner expectations.
Uh-huh.
Like when you commit to something,
yeah.
do you do it or do you not?
Right.
And there's outer expectations.
Right.
Like okay. when people tell you have to do things.
Oh.
And so people who don't listen to themselves or people are rebels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't get up early. And then I found out I was, and I was like, now I need to want to wake up.
Yeah.
And it changed. It was
gotta,
like,
you got to flip it.
How old was your daughter when like all of this stuff started to explode? Because I think a lot of women think that they can't do it because they have children.
Yeah,
but like,
totally.
Here you are sitting in front of me.
You know, she was born when I did it. And I was breastfeeding and blogging, and I was struggling, honestly. Like, there was a time where she was colic and I was struggling.
Mm.
And I remember falling asleep, like, it was probably the worst time of my life. And it was so hard. And I think people even knew. They were like, your content's not as interesting anymore. And I was like, I'm really struggling.
Go f-
yourself.
I'm blogging every day. Like, what do you want me to do?
What more do you need?
But it was also, and I was like, damn, people really know. Like, I either probably need to not post as much or just make it more meaningful. But it was hard. Yeah. I was, literally, she was born. And then within a year, we launched the brand. So it was already, we had already started working on it beforehand. It was a hard time. But, you know, I felt like I was either going to make the brand, like, awesome or I was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're off the pot.
That's how it has to be, I guess.
When the makeup line started being a success, like, and you were like, oh no, people aren't just buying this because they love me. They're buying it. They don't know who I am. They're just like, oh, that is a great thing. Like, that's next level. What's the most expensive thing, like first expensive thing you bought yourself?
Like iced out Patek.
That was fully, like, a watch?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Really? Yeah. That's not that bad. That's not embarrassing. That's sick.
Well, I mean, they can get very expensive.
I could have bought a home.
Yeah.
I could have bought a few homes. So it's like, I don't wear it that much. And honestly, I'm embarrassed of it because, like, I finally got investors. I finally did all this. And I was like, I really want to buy it. But I'm so used to, like, not having money because I need to pay employees.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, like, spend something on yourself. And I did buy it.
I think those things are important. No matter if it's for you, like, taking a shopping trip and buying, like, something at Target or going and, like, getting your whatever Coach wallet or I don't know.
Well, it's good, especially when you're in a position like that where you're paying employees, and even though a shit ton of money's coming in, a shit ton more is probably going out.
Totally.
Like, it's nice to take a breath and be like, hey, deserved this.
Yeah. It was just hard because, like, last year, you know, it was like the first time we had investors in, and I'll be honest, like, we didn't understand how to deal with that whole situation. And then we obviously had, like, you know, some cash. So I'll be honest, I was new money last year.
Yeah.
I'm wise now. Okay. Yeah. I was very new money.
You
I made a lot of mistakes.
Spencer Pratt.
I was so Spencer Pratt. Like, I was so first
season. First season of the hills.
Like, 10 million in, 50 million out.
I was,
okay.
I was
allowed to.
Spencer
You're allowed Patty. To. You're
Wait,
allowed
so, to. Did you get investors last year?
2017, at the end of 2017.
Wow.
So December.
You did so much on your own.
We did, but we were struggling, honestly. Like,
that's
I went
terrifying.
Months without getting salary. I mean, my employees didn't even know that I did not have the money to pay them. And I was, like, I did like a brow thing with benefit to get like $35,000 so I could pay the team.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. I was, like, struggling to pay everyone. It was really hard.
Well, honestly, that's such a big feat, though, because to not fail when you're doing it yourself for, like, the first time ever is almost impossible.
It's very hard, honestly. And there were times where we didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know if the company was going to continue. I really didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I think we really trusted that we could do it if we just, like, sacrifice. There was a lot of sacrifice. I don't think people realize how much sacrifice goes into it. And, you know, ultimately it paid forward, but it could have, you know, it could have taken longer. We're fortunate that it did pay forward.
Yeah.
But I think people need to be patient because I think I always say this. I think people are about to take off and then they give up.
Oh,
they're just about to. Like, just wait a little bit more. You're about to take off. And then you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
It's so true.
You know, what if you go, like, 1 month further? What if you go, like, just a little bit further?
Yeah.
You know, so that really helped.
You could have done your entire life with just collabs. Like,
yeah.
you could have
and
been the collab queen
and
had other people be taking the risk and you just collect the check. But to do your own thing is...
I mean, it's not easy. I mean, we just, you know, there was times where people, like, were offering... I mean, they were offering a lot of money. Recently, I was saying, like, we got this offer for, like... Can I say this too? No. We got offers for a lot of money and we refuse it always.
Really?
How do you do that?
I want the money. Don't get
I'll
me wrong.
I'll take it.
But we're focused on building a brand.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's always, like, long term. You know, I think we're always thinking long term, like, you know, this is going to derail my focus from focusing on the brand. This is, like, you know, so we don't do actually collaborations at all right now. Wow. Like, zero.
That's smart, just though. With Lady Gang.
Just only with Lady Gang because you guys are the bomb. That's it. So, you know, I mean, honestly, I was in a position to do that, though. Like, some people are supporting their families, some people. So, you know, I think everyone has to do their own thing. You know?
I have a question for you about that. Like, those kinds of decisions, do you feel very alone in those? Is it all you, or do you have someone that you consult with or an advisor?
It's hard because, like, everybody around me was like, you got to do this deal.
Really?
I got a deal last year for multiple millions of dollars for a brand, multiple millions of dollars. And I said no. And everybody around me, my sister's like, you got to do this. It's going to help pay for your, you know, somebody at your house or whatever. And I was like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
That gut feeling.
The gut. It
yeah,
was the gut
that's
feeling.
How you know.
It was all gut. Every part of me was saying yes, and my gut was like, no, non-negotiable. So I was like, I can't do it.
Wow.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a great time to bring this up.
Yeah.
With love.
Know. Yeah.
You know.
What's happening?
Well, we've had so many guests on this show. This woman rolls 11 deep. There's 11 people on your
entourage.
Your entourage.
So impressed.
No. Yeah. I was like, that's the thing. I was like...
Oh. We were told we can't bring people.
No, I know. We're not allowed to get that many people in here. But
our room can't fit 11 people.
I mean, this is the cutest place I've been to. This
we
is
were
so
like,
cute,
we travel
delicious.
One deep, and we need more people. What do your people do? Who do we not have that we
need? Who do we need is what
yeah,
we
what
are
do
asking.
We need? What is, who's on your team?
I actually am not like an entourage person, but my sister's always like, you need to bring this person, you need to bring this person. And the reality is, like, we heavily rely on our team.
Yeah.
Our team are... Actually, I don't know how to do anything anymore without right. them.
But how did you hire good. All those people? Because that's the thing. It's like, it's so scary
yeah.
when it's your thing that you yeah. started, then to be like, okay, now Susie, you take over. Like, yeah. that makes
I mean,
me
I still
up.
Struggle with that. But yeah. the reality is, like, I think you need to trust, you know, that you hire really good people. And I'm so weird, but I'm so big into intuition. Like, I'm like, no joke, like this company that we run, everybody knows, like, no matter what, people are going to ask me, like a question is going to come back to me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to use my gut completely mm. to make the decision. No logic, no data, completely intuition. Wow. But I think the more you're in touch with it, the more powerful it is. I'm really in touch with mine. Mm. And I just, it's changed my life since I got in touch with it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait until we're on the Forbes list, lady, and we roll 11 deep.
We can just roll together.
I want a goddamn semi-truck of people that yes. are rolling out a carpet for me to arrive. I want someone, just a headphone placer. Someone stands behind me when I'm like, and I'm ready. And they just...
Oh. I will do that for you.
Okay.
No, this is why it's never going to happen for you, Kelty. You're a dick.
Yeah. And you want the wrong kind of people.
Okay. So I want to know what your worst celebrity interaction ever was.
You don't have to tell us.
One time. Okay. I won't say who, but I mean, I've had some pretty good... I've had some pretty bad ones now that I think about it. There's been times where... God, now I feel like there's like a lot coming rushing to me, but there's been times where I've been like actually like placed in a position where I'm supposed to meet the celebrity.
Yeah.
And I'm a hugger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hi. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh no. Stop. What Cold. Are you doing? And I'm like, okay then.
It's that's
no, nope, not even that. Oh, yeah. To, yeah.
Hi
no.
from far away.
Hi. Wow. Like some really like not nice situation.
I know. People are dicks.
Yeah.
just go
But
in.
I've met some amazing celebrities as well. So yeah. yeah. I feel well, like I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do
also
you,
when I used to do makeup.
Sure.
They were really not so nice until they found out I had a following on Instagram. Some of them.
Ew.
Yeah, some of them. And I never kept in touch with any of those
people. They were just yeah. using you.
Who was the yeah. nicest celebrity you've ever met?
Yeah. Eva Longoria, hands
really?
Down. Best person ever.
I've heard this.
She is not, quite frankly, she's like the most human, like most humane human. Like she's just so cool. Like I remember I was also meeting with her mom one day and I was like, oh, let's get Eva to do this. Let's get Eva to do this. And she was like, why? So my daughter could be busier? So she spends less, like she's such a human. Her family's yeah. so human. I was like, she's just a breath of fresh air. Like yeah. she messaged me that yesterday and she was like, come over. We're doing pajama party. And I was like,
aww.
I love her. She's just so dope. She's so dope.
She's sweet.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Okay. This is the question. I really wanted to ask you a question about a lot of different makeups.
Okay.
Now we know that we're going to use only your brand.
But I do love other brands too.
Would you feel comfortable
yes.
saying like, okay, foundation, this is what I love about
I can tell
mine
you a few.
And this is but if you're
yeah.
like at the drugstore or
yeah.
you're, you know,
totally.
Okay.
Totally.
Because we love a product.
Yes.
All right.
We love
so,
a lot of products.
Too much.
If you all right. So tell me who your like go-to foundations are.
So I use our foundation on an everyday yep. basis. I literally made it for myself because I had really bad acne and
yeah.
I have a ton of like I've gotten better now, but I had a ton of scarring and like imperfect skin. So I do use our Faux Filter every single day. I
okay.
can't live without it.
That's what you have on right now?
Every single day.
It's beautiful.
There,
yeah,
so I pretty. Do well it, for my skin for like I think for textured skin it works really well. If you don't have the texture, you have beautiful skin. I don't think you need something so heavy coverage. I love the Maybelline Fit Me foundation. It's beautiful.
Okay.
The Too Faced, also Born This Way. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Concealer.
Oh, there's also another foundation that's beautiful. Sorry. It's amazing is the Kogan Doe.
Oh, I just heard.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's heard light. I use that sometimes.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
yeah you can wear it.
For like a little more of a tinted foundation. Just like
see, that's
heavy.
What I want. I hate like a super heavy coverage. So
Kogan
just something
Doe
that'll like.
Is like my favorite. Between that and Born This Way is yeah. one of my favorite light foundations.
Concealer. The concealer war is real.
Yeah, I
everyone will be like, you're all these concealers, you know?
There are actually some good concealers out there.
Okay.
Like, I really love also Maybelline. God, I love Maybelline. They have that one with like, it's like red with like a top. God, what is it called? I literally wrote about it so much on my blog because I was so obsessed with it. You know what I'm talking about? It has like a doe on top, like a fluffy piece.
I don't know.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes, I do.
Which dream is it? Dream mousse?
I don't know. Our concealer, like a lot. One of my favorites as well is from Clé de Peau.
Yeah,
Clé best concealer ever. Mm-hmm. Like love it so much.
When you love something, like if you're like, oh, I love this Clé de Peau, and like I want to reformulate something like this, do you ever take it in? Like, you know how fashion is like, I love this Chanel jacket, I would like to knock it off.
I mean, I think like it's so funny. I think you always like say like, this is the standard. Now, like, how can we pass it?
Yeah.
So that's like really important. I think if you offer the same exact product, then it becomes a thing about price, and we don't have like the cheapest makeup.
Oh, you found it.
Instant Age Rewind Eraser. The Dark. Yes, so good from Maybelline. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's like so good.
Bronzer.
You guys will love it.
Explain what's on your cheek right now.
Oh, my favorite bronzer of all time. I have three that I love.
Okay.
The Serge Lutens. They have a. It's.
I've never even heard of it.
It is amazing.
I've never even heard of it.
What's the brand?
Serge Lutens. It's a bit fancy. You get it at Barney's.
Fancy.
It's, oh my God.
Really?
The, like life changing. And I've tried not to use it because it's just. But it's so bomb. Okay. The color is like just like a little bit of this like tan. I also do love Too Faced Milk Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Bronzer is so bomb. And then the Victoria Beckham collab that she had with Estee Lauder. Oh,
good.
It's so good.
But what's on your face right now?
Serge Lutens. I wear every day. It's the best.
It's so pretty.
It's such a beautiful color.
It's really pretty.
So the bronzer is actually the blusher. It's blusher one. But it's like literally the best thing I've ever used in my life. I bought four of them the other day because I was like, I can't be without this now and it's so hard to find. Yeah, because I would see it on occasion.
I will not be without
this. I was like, I can't be without it.
Okay, blush. Are you a powder or are you a clean?
NARS blush all day, every day.
Oh.
That's all I wear, NARS blush.
Orgasm?
No, I do like the orgasm. It's a little light for me. I like their deep throat.
Oh. Ooh, dang.
Yes.
Okay, eyeshadow. Now, this one. I don't know what it is. I told Rebecca to I was like, can you put all the things on the table so we can show
it's
her the things
so
that we use?
Pretty.
It's got the four,
it's so pretty.
Like an orangey bronzy. I think you have like a similar color under your eye right now.
It's
That's
so
yours.
Pretty. I mean, we do a lot of like these like brownie type of colors. We love those.
Yeah, I love a brown.
We live for them. I'm not going to lie. I pretty much exclusively only use our eyeshadows.
Yeah.
Well, they're the bomb.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to think of other brands that I like too for eyeshadows.
What makes a good eyeshadow though? Because
there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Because a lot of people like, sometimes when I have a makeup artist in a random city, they'll be like, eyeshadow. And then they instantly go to like the purple. And I was like, I don't always
or the
think
like smoky blacks.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I mean either.
Mm-mm. I actually like what you have right now. Like I like a soft, very soft kind of shimmer and then lashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think lashes can do the smokiness and like you don't need to go crazy on like a shadow. When you close your eyes, it's actually quite like shimmery and really light, but then your lashes are adding all the drama. I love that.
Me too.
I live for
I've
that.
Just learned that because I always wanted dark, like under, like black, everything. And then I realized just a shimmer and a lash.
Lashes.
It does the trick. It's the same thing.
Lashes.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's true.
They're
okay.
Everything.
Mascara.
So I like the Better Than Sex. I also like the Damn Girl. And then I love Benefits. What is it called? Bang?
Dang. I use the Benefit. I like that they're real.
They're real is good too. I mean, I think the best mascaras out there, in my opinion, have always been either from Dior or Benefit or from Too Faced.
Oh.
Yeah, they always have really good mascaras.
And what lashes do you like?
I mean, I wear ours. I'm wearing our new ones.
They're gorgeous.
They're called Hootie. We're going to reveal them tomorrow.
Oh,
good.
Or the next day.
So they'll be out by
the time
this comes
out. They'll be out. Yeah, they're my favorite. They're good. Wear these every single day for the rest of my life. But they're pretty dramatic.
But you can pull that off. I know. They work on you so good.
Well, I have to give them to you guys, too, so you guys can try them.
I
know.
I think I look ridiculous in that.
I don't know. Your lashes are dramatic.
They are?
Yeah, they're dramatic. Yeah.
These are the stick-on one at a time.
Oh, they look great.
Is yours a strip?
A strip, yeah.
You know what I need?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I need?
Tell
for the
me.
Next
I'm going to make
round?
It. Yes, okay. Tell me.
So what I need, I have a problem with a strip lash.
Yeah.
A lot of people are uncomfortable for me of like a 15-hour day. So I like the individuals just put
they're
on.
Great. You don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything.
Yeah.
But there's very minimal amount of brands that do an individual.
Yeah.
And what I need is I need them to do essentially what you have on, but in the little trio. So you can do it quick.
Have you tried cutting lashes?
Oh, like just cutting them up?
The best thing ever.
Really?
You're like, stop it.
So should I do that? That's
no, I'm going to send you something else too. We have a lash called Harmony and it's like four lashes together.
Yeah,
wow. I'll send that to you. My daughter wears those.
That's what I need. Because when I'm doing my own, I don't have the time to be let me do two lines of these little babies.
We'll send them to you guys, the Harmony lashes. They're really pretty.
Yeah, we need an in-between.
The clumpy ones don't, they're not wispy.
My daughter, who's 8, should not be wearing makeup, started taking, and I don't know how she knows how to apply false lashes. It's crazy.
If she how does she know it's in her DNA?
She put them on the edge here without any supervision, without anything. And I was like, are you wearing lashes? And she's like, no. And then there she's wearing false lashes. So I'll send them to you guys. You guys can definitely wear those.
How old are you making her wait to wear makeup?
I don't know. I feel like 12. Is that too much?
12. I love a baby in makeup. I'm like a full toddler's in tiara.
It's so bad.
It's cute.
Yeah, I think in like
she
seventh
tries
grade.
To put makeup on, but I don't want her wearing it on her face. Like, I don't mind her.
I think like a funny, like a cute eyeshadow or something is cute for a kid.
Yeah.
You should do a baby line next.
Oh my God.
You know what's so funny is I thought
that
about it for her.
That will be a controversy.
I thought about it literally for her. But the thing is, like, you know, she's quite like, I don't know, like, she's already so grown up.
Yeah.
You know, she's already so grown up. I just
but you
like,
know what you
that.
Could do? You could do like a little mini, because I did this for my, well, I'm probably a bad influence, but for my niece who was 7 at the time or 8 at the time. And you know, like the makeup where it is creamy, but like there's no real color.
Right.
It might have like a little bit of glitter in or whatever.
I mean, I know she would love that.
You could do a version of that, but it's like all color disappearing. And
maybe
like,
with her. I mean, I actually told her a long time ago I was going to make her a line. And she got so excited, but we had so much going on with Huda Beauty.
Yeah.
So much. But I did want to make like a little mini line. I was going to call it like, you know, Nora Giselle or
be
something.
So cute. Last thing. Lip liner, gloss, lipstick. Go to. I mean.
Lip liner.
What are you wearing anything on your lips right now?
I am. And we ate.
It's still there. Pretty.
And it's so funny. I grabbed my, Misha actually gave me her mirror to like touch up my face. And I just looked at it and then I gave it back to her. That's your touch up. I was like, I have no product
is this
with
one
me.
Yours?
It's ours. I'm wearing the lip liner and trendsetter, and then I'm wearing the liquid lipstick and girlfriend.
Write
and
that down. I love the color of your lips right now.
I'm wearing lip strobe. By the way, you have to try lip strobe. And Ritzy, it's so pretty.
What's
just
the lip strobe?
The lip strobe is just like a gloss with tons of shimmer. It's just basically like shimmer, like pure shimmer.
Pretty. Love that.
It's really
trendsetter,
pretty.
Girlfriend, and lip strobe.
Yeah, and Ritzy, yeah.
Okay. With the colors, Ritzy?
Yeah, Ritzy, yeah. Mm. Ritzy. It's so
it's
nice.
A good color.
Well, the good news is we've gone way over time talking about this. So when we come back, we have to get Ask the Lady Gang in. Okay. We're going to be back soon.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Okay. So you're going to help us fix some girls' lives.
Okay, cool.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
First question. Do we have a name?
All natural or all confused?
All natural or all confused ass.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. Hey, Lady Gang. Question. I'm 32 years old and my beauty routine is pretty average. I assure you I'm not over the top. My husband is always going on and on about how he prefers me to be natural and not wear makeup. Yet when I get a spray tan or have a fake lash for an occasion, he's all over me like a 15-year-old boy. Why is this?
Oh my God. My husband does the same thing. He's always like, I prefer you natural. The reality is they're lying. And they don't know. They're also confused. Yeah. They don't know.
They want to think that they prefer you natural.
Yeah. This is why I like the no makeup makeup look. Like lashes and a good spray tan, some good brows, a good blow dry. Like they don't really know.
It's like when the bride goes in and she was like, I would like this makeup. It's Kim Kardashian. It's just natural. And you're like, it's 90 pounds of makeup. Like, that is not a natural look. Like that is not a this is natural makeup. Like a zit and like the bruise from where I got my lips filled on Friday.
I was going to ask you what that was.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about, I already talked about it in this episode. We're filming it in backwards. But anyway.
That happened to me as when I was a makeup artist because everybody was like, oh, I want really natural makeup. And then they bring up a picture of Kim Kardashian. I was like, that's full wedding glam.
Yeah.
That's full, like, full that is 17 foundation.
Yes.
Like that's 7 hours of makeup.
Exactly.
I think for me, like my husband, I think that he appreciates when I put in an effort. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not just in my sweatpants with like a little bit of toothpaste on it. So he doesn't need a full glam, but he's like, oh, you put on a dress or you like, he knows.
If you put on mascara, it makes a big difference.
He's like, oh, wow, you cared today. Like not just hair in a top knot.
There's a lot of tricks you can do that look so natural. Like, I think good blush and bronzer. Uh-huh. Like, you don't need to go full, like, foundation. Like, I actually love, like, on days, like, okay, this is terrible. My gym makeup is a perfect example.
Oh, my God. What is your gym makeup?
My gym makeup.
Your gym makeup bronzer. Is what I probably need for my regular makeup.
Actually, it's perfect. It's bronzer with a little bit of blush.
Is it, like, a powder bronzer?
Powder bronzer.
Okay.
With a little bit of blush. It should be done, like, in 2 seconds. You just do that fishy face. Mm-hmm. Kissy face. And then you just do that real quick. And then a little bit of brow. But like mostly brushed through, mm-hmm. and a little lip liner. and mascara. Okay. No concealer, no foundation, no powder.
I want to have the kind of life where I have a gym.
I was just
come over to
that.
Dubai.
Yeah. Is everyone like natural, full out?
Oh, I've seen it all.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I've seen like full on like this makeup at 5 a.m. there.
Damn.
Yeah, you're waking up at 2-3. Okay. Second question comes from Anonymous. She says, So I've been with my boyfriend for a little over a year and a half, and we moved in together about 3 months ago. I feel like we don't have a good sex life at all, and I feel like he doesn't think anything's wrong. But it's been very, very stagnant. We go a month without having sex, and when we do have sex, it's amazing. But every time I bring it up or try to initiate it, he gets annoyed and makes me feel bad for wanting to. But I never say no to when he asks. What do I do? I just feel like I need to hear what I already know from someone else or out loud.
I mean,
what does she need to hear? Do we know?
This is like a role reversal.
Maybe he's just not very sexually active. Some people are really horny and some people aren't.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess, well, it's like everybody's way more like sexual when they first start dating. So I was like, if he's changed, but everybody kind of slows
down. They should try sex toys. Change my life.
Yeah,
it's true. Like, I'm a firm believer in sex toys. I think
same.
They're great.
Same. Especially right? after marriage.
Yes. Like me and my husband together for 20 years and we still have an amazing
20
sex
years.
Holy shit.
20 years. Crazy, right? But I feel like we kind of lost our spark for a while, and I do feel like we've added it back into our lives.
So you guys met at
little
like
toys.
5? 7? Cool. How was it getting married at 3?
Does he feel like the luckiest man alive?
Holy shit.
No.
He must be like, no.
Sure he doesn't. No.
He's like, I
did it.
Hey.
This must be how like the wives feel like with the guys in the minor leagues, and then finally they get their like big contract and like,
yeah. Yeah, you're really investing.
It's how what's her face felt when the guy was like, I'm gonna make an online book retailer called Amazon. She was like, okay, and now
Jeff
she's like,
Bezos.
Well, now they're divorced, but anyway. But then it became Amazon, and I was like, boom!
That's so funny. I mean, I think.
But
probably,
it's got to be. He's got to be a good guy, though, because you're
an
a power boss.
Man.
Yeah.
So
and if he sucks, he could have been like.
And he's not intimidated by you.
Do you know? I have to be honest. When the brand first started taking off, I think he was really worried that he was gonna like lose me.
Yeah.
But like that was not gonna happen. Like I was like, if anything, you're gonna run away from me, and I'm gonna chase you,
like,
and I'm gonna find you.
Yeah.
I was
I'm
like,
gonna put my goddamn bronzer lip liner and a light brush through eyebrow on and run down the street after you.
No, for real. Like he honestly, I think he sees like it's challenging for guys when roles reverse a little bit.
Yeah.
He's definitely coming to his own, and he's our COO in the company.
Oh really?
Oh, cool. We work together.
Wow. Yeah. Oh wow.
But he's made the brand also what it is today too.
And then did he have experience in that before?
No, he didn't.
Wow.
He came in like such a boss, I have to tell you guys. Like he came in like such a boss. Like we weren't making money. He helped us make money.
Wow.
He left his job and we were all so broke for a little while. So it was like it was a risk that he also took. But he believed in what we were doing.
Wow.
He's amazing. I should bring him in here. He's really cool.
We'll take him.
He's got so much swag.
Does he have brothers?
He doesn't.
Not for us, but like I know that's the first question people are going to ask.
I mean, I always wish if he did, I would have married my sisters off because he's like, his mom made them so well.
Oh,
yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
All right. Our last question comes from Sarah. Sarah says, help. I am young and I want to play the field, but I am incapable of casually dating and I even more so hate casual sex. I see no benefit in staying with someone I don't care about being with or having sex when I'm not going to hear from them the next day. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes this is the only way to get closer with a guy. What do I do? Do I keep casually dating guys hoping it will lead somewhere? Sarah. I'm the same kind of person. Like I hate. Well,
nope.
I like casual dating. I don't like casual sex.
That's what I mean. Casual sex.
I had lots of casual sex, but I didn't like any of it. Like it made me feel like shit. It made when the guy ghosted you 10 times worse because women are pretty incapable of separating the two.
Totally.
So I have no advice other than I understand.
I don't think you have to listen. Casual dating leads to that magical date where you look across the table and you're like, I think this is my person.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to do that. But you absolutely don't have to have sex with all these people.
No.
Like, casually. Like, I really, you know, I'm a prude and I never really had sex with people that weren't like my boyfriend. We weren't in boyfriend stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, you don't have to you know.
You have to keep casually dating because you can't just like all of a sudden end up in a relationship. But no. You do not have to have sex with random guys until.
But I think the perspective there is wrong. Like, why do you feel the pressure to need to have sex? Like, that should be something you also want to do. Like, that should be enjoyable. The fact that you feel like it's an obligation.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, and I think she needs to change like her perspective on it. Like, that should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, that should be something you both want to do. You should both be having fun. I think the perspective is like the problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of having fun, do you think we could open our goodie bags on air?
Yes.
Let's do that. I honestly was thinking about like kind of reaching in when we were recording.
First of all, this tissue paper is boss.
Do you guys like it? Oh, I'm so glad.
We love. You know what? You're only like.
In the bag.
Often get, how cute this bag is.
Oh my God, Anna, I'm going to use this for my trip.
It's the best. Like, our bag is the best.
Mine says power bullet.
We have like different ones. We have different ones. Yeah.
Is yours red or is yours pink?
Oh, they're the same.
Wait. Red's my fave. I mean, this is tissue paper.
Power bullet. Oh, these are lips.
Dude, your branding is so good.
Thank you. Thank
you. Oh, it's so sick.
Ooh, we put a lot into it.
Branding is everything.
Very you guys should try some of the colors on. I have to tell you guys something about the lipsticks. You know, this took us so long to do because we actually, each one is a different formula.
Really?
Every single shade is a different formula.
Oh, why?
Because like, the thing that people don't realize is raw materials actually, like all these raw ingredients, the colors feel different. Like some of them are dry, some of them are not. So we had to reach, some of them are completely different formulas from the other. So we had to reformulate.
Is that anniversary?
This is staycation.
Oh.
Anniversary is a little bit more of a blue or nude. It's very pretty. If you like wifey, you like anniversary. Yeah.
Wait, staycation.
Oh my God. The shape of this is so cool.
This is a good
Do you guys
one.
Like nude?
Love it.
Oh, my favorite thing.
Yeah, we love nudes.
I'm all about nude.
Okay,
I need to send you guys
gonna,
some
we're going to put on our lips right now. We're going to take our picture with you. We want to thank you for being a part.
Oh my God, my treasure.
You're so cool, by the way.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
We're definitely everyone's already following you, but if you're not, you can follow Huda and her brand at Huda Beauty.
Thank you.
The season 2 of Huda Boss is now on Facebook, and you can watch it. We're so excited. Are you Instagramming right now? Or are
no,
you just checking
I'm just checking.
It out? We're Ooh, so proud so of you. Anytime you
thank
need
you.
Anything, come back. And like, this is the nicest thing ever. We feel very,
very
lucky.
No, wait, I'm going to send you guys a shit
to
ton
get
of
the
things.
Products. They can link through the Instagram. But is there a site? They
we're
should...
available at Sephora.
Oh, yeah. There's a store right
like,
across the street.
No big deal.
You guys are so funny.
Sephora,
I'm not leaving.
Have you heard of it?
Do you guys need a fourth person?
Yes,
I'll stay with you guys.
I'm just very busy getting my lipstick on. Okay. Thank you
good.
So much for being here.
It's
that is
not that
pretty.
Weird. It's not that I don't have like much makeup on, so this is like weird to have lipstick on.
Yeah.
But
looks really pretty on you.
Thank you. It
oh,
feels
are you doing a
so
swatch
good.
Job?
Yeah.
You're such a blogger.
Oh, my God. Those are beautiful swatches.
I'm a YouTuber.
Like, literally, those are beautiful swatches. You just took my breath away.
Okay,
that's a good.
This,
such a
okay,
good
show we're annoying. We're so annoying.
Everybody's turned it off by now.
Thank you so much. We will see you next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep, hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.